Extreme Islam is under Pakistan's microscope. I'm Chris Lemke with Mission Network News. Pakistan's Supreme Court is upholding the death sentence for a Muslim bodyguard who killed his boss because he criticized the blasphemy laws. To fill you in, Pakistan's blasphemy laws are often used as a legal excuse to persecute Christians. Bruce Allen of Forgotten Missionaries International says the ruling doesn't mean Pakistan will have religious freedom, at least not yet. Through FMI, you can help Pakistani Christians from Muslim backgrounds share their new faith.
They are very passionate about the gospel, and sometimes it's very costly, but they don't back down. In just about the first half of 2015, we were already seeing that there were 200 new believers brought to faith in Christ through the work of our ministry partners.
While the internet is a prime platform for spreading extreme Islam, U.S. teenagers are using it to terrorize their peers. CNN recently exposed some of the vicious and obscene ways young people use social media. Ron Hutchcraft of Ron Hutchcraft Ministries says the study also shows their spiritual condition.
It is a reminder to all of us that the battlefield has changed, and the acceleration of the efforts of the forces of darkness to capture a generation has just been mind-boggling.
The internet can be used for both good and evil, and RHM is using it to make viral the message of the gospel.
Our ministry is trying to work on every possible way that we can begin to capture the digital battlefield for Christ.
It's not easy being a teenager in today's world. Thank you for keeping them in your prayers. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Want news that helps you pray for the world more effectively? Get our free e-news updates at missionnews.org. It features all the day's news, complete with pictures and links to expanded coverage and more. That's missionnews.org. I'm Chris Lemke.